श्री परमात्मने नमः। There's nobody in the world who has not situations or circumstances around him or her. What is important is the reaction towards situations, response towards situations. Somebody has done something which I don't like. For example, in the beginning, irritation develops. This person has done something I don't like. Anything which is not liked and happens creates irritation. If I express my irritation, I increase my bondage. One more impression of irritation or anger has taken place in my inner self by this. But as soon as the irritation comes inside and I am a keen observer of what is happening in me at that time, then there can be another attitude also. The attitude, oh, he or she is helpful in awakening my hidden irritation inside. The irritation was there, already existing. Only then it could come up to the surface, to consciousness. So and so became helpful. I am thankful for the person doing such a thing which I don't like. And the irritation come and observe it. Without reacting, it's not easy. But every training is not easy. Which training is easy? But you have to do it. So like that, and whatever arises from inside, if you just observe it without acting, reacting, you will see there was a time when there was no irritation in you. There is a time when irritation arose. There will be a time when irritation or anger will try to go to its climax, and it is at that time it will try to motivate you to react outwardly. If you don't react even then, and you are observer of it, detached observer, then there will be a time when from its summit, its climax, it will start coming down. It will slow down. It will weaken. And if you are able to do it once or twice, third time it will be easy, fourth time very easy. After some time you will see irritation, all light coming, come. Reaching climax, okay, going away, thank you. This is the process of becoming a witness to it. In the beginning, when the aspirant, when the seeker is not evolved enough, and many times becomes a victim to that rush of anything, maybe anger or lust or greed, there are certain helping points which may be of help. As soon as you see something coming inside and you feel you are unable to control yourself, start japa, remembering mantra. It will help. At once. Both the things may happen simultaneously. You may go on observing that inner thing coming up and then have the mantra. Om, Om, Om inside. Om's strength is greater than that thing arising. Om's strength, or Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, or Om Namah Shivaya, whatever it will defeat the rush, the flow of that anger, etc. It helps like that. There are other techniques also. Some apply, some have the technique of observing breath, the inhalation, exhalation, the incoming breath, outgoing breath. There are techniques of pranayama also. They are also helpful. They are all techniques for elimination of the unwanted things in our life like that. So it is a continuous process of self-training, purification. It goes on. There will be times when you may feel that now it is all gone and I am peaceful and perhaps become a yogi. In the evening you are going to have a difficult situation. As soon as you think I am perfect, time is coming for the fall. You are going to weep again. Be aware. So there are so many methods, so many techniques for your own purification. And slowly, as all that debris from the subconscious goes away, those accumulated impressions of many lives and also of this life, they go away. You become peaceful, full of love, energetic, active.